Earlier, you mentioned that you view TikTok as an entertainment company. That's how TikTok views itself. Mm-hmm. And to me, that it brings up a sort of debate among advertisers that I've heard a bunch, which is, you know, how much is TikTok like TV as opposed to like social media companies? I'm curious, from a measurement perspective, would you want to be considered more like TV in terms of, you know, measurement effectiveness and what you guys might be able to offer?
I think there's probably a few components to that before the measurement perspective. So I think from a user perspective, we don't view ourselves in the same light as TV in terms of, you know, we're not trying to compete for, you know, TV audiences necessarily. And we don't have, you know, the dual screening narratives that I think some other channels have put out. And we think that, you know, TikTok and TV are in a lot of ways quite complementary to each other. And I think that, you know, I see a lot of content on TikTok, which is, you know, reminders of old TV shows that I used to watch. And so then I'll go back to TV and watch
them. I'm very curious about your For You algorithm, actually. I'd be curious to see what you see on your own platform. So it's a lot of older TV shows that you see sometimes?
I do see a lot of that.
That's cool.
I'm not sure. I'll have a think about it. I might show you my For You later on.
We can do it separately.
I may not. But there's that connection. And I think that, you know, a lot of the things that we're all generally interested in on that we watch on TV, we'll start to see that reflected in, you know, naturally in, you know, what we're served on TikTok. So I think there's the relationship based on the interests and hobbies and, you know, passions that we have. That's all going to be reflected on TikTok in an automated way. With TV, we're more in control of what we consume. And, you know, we kind of see it as a complementary relationship. From a measurement perspective, you know, the idea of joint industry councils, I wouldn't say it's a major part of our strategy. However, we have invested a lot in our relationships with the WFA, ANA, ISBAR, IAB. And from a pure measurement perspective, the process that we're going through in many markets is looking to integrate with like accredited cross-channel measurement platforms. So where the advertisers can see the view of TV alongside the digital channels in terms of incremental reach and audience verification based on demographics. So in the UK, you know, we're involved with Project Origin, which is going on throughout the year, where all of the digital channels and the TV networks are involved, and the big six agencies and some independents and the biggest advertisers. What we're trying to create in the UK is we're trying to create an overall media measurement currency, which does reflect the relationship between TV and TikTok and all these other channels as well. And that's not really been previously available. And there's a number of similar projects happening in different markets, certainly in the US. And we're speaking to, you know, measurement providers that have got, you know, connection to both TV panels and digital panels. And so we're investing a lot in terms of establishing the relationship of our audience to the TV audience, but we're not using that to, or we don't want to use that to kind of like push out the message that, you know, TikTok is like TV. It's just not the way we think about it.
Would you say it's unfair to say like TikTok is almost coming for TV, or that TV should be concerned about viewers using your platform more?
I don't think they should be concerned. I mean, I think it's, you know, in terms of like the competing channels, like in terms of like the other advertising channels, we don't focus too much on what they're doing in terms of their own advertising experience, really. I mean, we're focused on, you know, making the user experience and the advertiser experience as strong as possible on TikTok. And obviously, we're aware of what the other channels are doing, but we certainly don't view any other channel, whether it's TV or another digital channel, we don't view them with the kind of the opportunistic angle, essentially. And it's not a major part of our strategy to take down TV. It's like, that's just not how we think about it.
More important to collaborate on measurement.
Exactly, yeah.